Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy. Welcome to Table Talk. Here at my table today is my dear, dear friend, Leslie.
Hello.
And I have invited her to the table with, just like Madison and I, no preconceived ideas or script for this episode. But actually, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, y'all have heard before, that sometimes in the bathtub or in the shower is my ability to like tune out the world and just receive from Him. So I was literally in the shower. I was just praying, and it literally came to me like, invite Leslie to the table. I'm like, oh my goodness. I don't know if she's going to freak out, but I literally texted her. And I'm like, Leslie, pray about it. And I'm like, I don't want to overwhelm you. Feel free to say no. I did all the things to like allow her to have an out. And she's like,
no, yes, I would love to.
Yeah, absolutely. She was all in. So therefore, I knew the Holy Spirit had pre-prepared her for receiving the invitation. So I am actually going to just open it up to whatever Leslie feels prompted to say, ask, share, and then we're just going to banter over the Bible.
I love it. I'm excited. Well, I think what I would love to share is I'm not new to being a Christian, but I am new to this really going all in on my relationship with the Lord. And that is all because of Paulette. And it's kind of a silly, funny story, but earlier this year, actually in January, it's been almost a full year, I had an ex-boyfriend, but he brought me to New Life Church because he was in New Life Church somewhere else. And I really liked it. I don't go to New Life, but I kind of halfway do. And when we broke up, it was a tough breakup. And I really just talked to God, and I've been divorced for 2 years, and I have two children. I have a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I just really felt like, God, my decisions, what I'm doing is not working. Mm-hmm. I have got to do something different. I am 48 years old, and just what I'm doing is not working. And I started looking for a women's study or some kind of Bible study, and my church didn't have anything. And I looked at New Life, and then there was Paulette, and I just felt drawn. That first night, she changed my life. I mean, you really did. You talk about Mama Dot to you. Mm-hmm. You are my Mama Dot. Mm-hmm. And that first night just grabbed me, and I was ready to go. Now, I said earlier that I am new to kind of going deep into the Word. I did not know where to begin. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those. The Bible is intimidating. Thou thou'st, hast not. I did not understand. And I've grown up in church in a little old country, as you can tell from my accent, little old country church out in Lone Oak, Arkansas. And, you know, we did, vacation Bible school and church on Sunday, but that's it. I never knew. When you introduced this verse mapping, it completely changed me. I thought, I can do this. You broke it down so small, like a kindergartner could do it. And even you even encouraged me to do this with my daughter, who's 12.
Yes.
And you talked about, when did you start?
I was 13.
This? You were 13, and my daughter's 12. Mm-hmm. But to just say, okay, here's here's your verse. What's the verse? And my first verse that I did was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. For in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. And I just felt the word trust to me just kept popping up everywhere to me. In that verse, it's just my favorite. Mm-hmm. It just really speaks to me. But breaking that down and then the who, what, when, where, and why of it. I love that Maddie gets really excited mm-hmm. about that part. But just getting the word, just the simple, of course, you know what trust means, but do you really know what mm-hmm. God means when he says trust? Mm-hmm. But then, and I've told you before, I didn't understand really the cross-referencing. I was like, and I'm like Maddie in that, okay, I have an assignment. Mm-hmm. This is what I've got to do. This day, I'm going to do all of these things, and I've got to do all this. And then, okay, here it is. But I wasn't really studying it. I was doing the work. I'm doing the work. I'm doing what God wants me to do. Paulette told me to do this, 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 and I'm going to do it. And I just wanted to make sure I did it right. Mm-hmm. And I kept asking you, am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? You're like, yes, it's fine doing it this way or doing it this way. And now if you could see my mm-hmm. book, I've got staples. I'm like Paulette in that I like my colors mm-hmm. and I like all the little different things in the colors. But it really is my way of, like you've said, like when you have something going on and you need God, especially when you come to the, what do you call this part with the cross and the smiley face?
Yes, when we look at who God is yes. and who we can be through him.
Yes, that part I go to first. Well, I'll get the verse, but then I'll go back to that because that to me goes, okay, God, remind me who mm-hmm. you are to me. Mm-hmm. And then also remind me where I'm supposed to be in this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So these last few months have been life-changing, completely life-changing. I've had my hiccups. I had a hiccup a couple weeks ago. I've just really just Satan got into me and he was telling me I was unworthy and he was telling me that God's not listening to me and I really got my feelings. I didn't come back to this. I didn't go to the word. That was a learning experience for me to remind myself to get out of my head, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. Paulette introduced me to, mm-hmm. And to just go back to him, go back to his word. And, it reminds me of when we were little, you learn, how do you talk to God? You pray. How do you hear from God through the Bible? Mm-hmm. And so it's just getting back to the basics and mm-hmm. listening and just reminding yourself of where he has spoken to you. Anyway.
Absolutely. And the verse that you have been saturating yourself with mm-hmm. as we have been in our women's community yes. has been Joshua 1, 8,
yes.
and 9.
Yes.
And Maddie and I have spent multiple episodes on uh-huh. it. But I think what is so purposeful about it is for us not to ever forget how he starts it.
Yes.
The book of the law shall not depart.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens to all of us, not just you, Leslie, and I know the Holy Spirit has you speaking because someone needs to hear what you are saying. Someone is thinking the same things. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just haven't vulnerably said it out loud to anybody.
Sure.
But what it reminds even me still to this day of is when things start to distract and pull me away,
mm-hmm.
is then when Satan allows those lies over me mm-hmm. that God's no longer there,
mm-hmm.
he's not doing anything, you don't hear him, you don't see him around you, what are you waiting on him for? Do it yourself, go to something else yep. worldly, latch on to something else, make it happen yourself,
mm-hmm.
and we are the ones that have departed.
Yep.
we have allowed the word of God to depart from us.
Yes.
But then we turn it around and we're like, where'd he go? Mm-hmm. He didn't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal. He has the grace and the mercy and the compassion and the unconditional love to just wherever we are, wherever we've been, mm-hmm. when we walk it back to him and we're like, okay, that was on me. Sorry.
Yep.
He just picks us up right from where we were, and here we go again.
Yes.
He doesn't say, Leslie, you've been gone too long. Paulette, you haven't been in the Word. He doesn't ever turn his back on us. He's mm-hmm. just like, there you are, my dear beloved daughter. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for you.
Yes.
Let's go.
Because I was very worried about that. I spoke to you, and I was, and I'm very diligent about every morning I get up, and I'm one of those that I do have my time with God. I want it to be my first thing of the day. And I do the Bible app.
Yes.
Because it's just, it carries you through.
Sure. It's a pattern of a holy habit.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's not just reading the verse. You read the verse, they have a commentary on it, and then they also have a little written teaching.
Like a devo. Yeah.
And then there is the meditation and the really talking to God part.
Yes.
Anyway, but I was very worried, because after that weekend, on Monday, I really repented and really was worried that I'm not going to have him in my heart. He's not going to be there. But of course he was.
Sure.
We just picked right up. And
sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absence from him is a lack on our part, but it isn't something that he withholds from us.
Right.
We are the creatures of humanness that keep the tally chart where people have wronged us, mm-hmm. and we have to decide to forgive. He's not keeping a tally chart of wrongs.
Yeah.
When he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, he died on the cross for our sins.
Yes.
Yep. So I think that sometimes we haven't experienced enough unconditional love from humans to believe the unconditional love of our God.
I can totally see that.
Yeah, so you can relate to that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, Leslie shared vulnerably a little bit about how she got in the door of our Wednesday night women's ministry, mm-hmm. and she is not the only woman who attends who is not a member of New Life Church, mm-hmm. because it's just a community of like-minded believers. Mm-hmm. I don't care where you go to church. Mm-hmm. It's just a vessel. It is a place. It is a space. It is a time, and the Holy Spirit is there amongst us. Mm-hmm. And she gave me way too much credit about what I said. It is literally that I'm opening my mouth and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through me.
And I believe that for sure.
And what she was prompted by was the Holy Spirit, who was awaiting to meet you and speak with you and motivate you and encourage you. Mm-hmm. But Leslie has been so faithful to be a part of our group, to do the work on site, to do the work on her own. But as she has said, it's not an easy road for her. It hasn't been. It still isn't. Mm-hmm. She is not free from struggles right now and where she's headed. Mm-mm. But she has chosen to be diligent and dedicated to who she knows is her source.
Yes.
And that's who's going to get her through it. Anything else you want to share about just where you are right now and how much you are depending on him for your hope?
Yes. You have started to speak on that in our Bible study. And that was funny, because, and you spoke on that, like, I wish the Holy Spirit just said that to me, because I was talking to her about how I am in a season of, okay, I'm 48. I've got little kids. I would like to find a partner. Mm-hmm. I would like to have that companion. And, you know, I did, when I had my bad weekend, it was like, God, I've done all the work. Mm-hmm. I have done all this work. I've done all that you've said to do. I'm being so, you know, you reminded me, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about him. And it's not my time. Mm-hmm. And you said, you put it in a way, you said, and it's come back to me every day. You said, it's like we have our own little DVD of our life. Mm-hmm. And it's already mapped out. It's already done. But there's different ways on how you get there. Like, he knows what the end result's going to be, you know, of course. But our decisions and what we do kind of depends on how Everything goes on that CD.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. We have free will.
We have free will.
We have free choice. Mm-hmm. But he is omniscient, omnipresent, all-knowing. So he already knows the decisions we're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
But he gives us the opportunity to make them.
Mm-hmm. And I do have so much hope, but I have felt so hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
And you dissected that, and you just dissected the hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had that in front of me. But you dissected the word hope, and mm-hmm. then less, and then ness.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to write words. You said, okay, write all of the feelings down.
Mm-hmm.
Just words of all the feelings that you are feeling, and then pray those back to him. And I have been doing that. My struggle really, really is, it has been, Paulette knows this, is the unworthiness. It is tough out there as an, I say as an older woman. I mean, 48 is, you know.
Not old.
It's not. When you're 13, like you said. Yes. I love it when you said, Mama Dot, she seemed 80.
Yeah.
When you're,
she's probably younger than me now.
Right, yeah. And, you know, it's just, he's teaching me patience. That mm-hmm. is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I'm worried that, here's my big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is
say it. Allow yourself permission to think it and say it.
My biggest thing is, and I've said this to you, I want someone, I would love to have a partner, but I have the fear, which that's been my word, that his purpose in my life is for me to be alone. And I don't, you know, so then I'm praying, God, I don't want to be
mm-hmm,
alone.
Mm-hmm.
And please bring me, you know, prepare me for a potential partner, and them for me too, and him for me to have, you know, for
yes,
him too.
Yes.
And, but I just, I'm worried and scared that his will is for me to be alone. That is the one thing that has grabbed me. When we talk about God's promises, and I hear God's promises, but to me, Paulette, it seems like it's their promise to whoever he was speaking to at the mm-hmm. time. I do that to myself. I'll go, but that was his promise to Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
That was his promise mm-hmm. to Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't his promise to me, although he does say to the book of law,
mm-hmm.
shall not depart from your mouth. Well, that's obviously for all of us.
Yes.
But, you know, that's my, you know, fear is, yes, he has these promises, but they were to the person he's speaking to. It may not be for me. It is his will. It's his. And I have to, that's been my hardest thing.
Yeah, no, I get it. And waiting on God, being
yes.
patient
mm-hmm.
is so hard, because in that time when we don't think anything's happening
mm-hmm.
because we don't see it on our end and we can't control the pace of it,
mm-hmm.
is when the devil sticks his nasty head in and starts to tell us nothing is happening
yep.
because we can't see it. But we know that hope and faith is in things unseen.
Mm-hmm.
If we have hope and faith in things that we can see, then that's not a hope
right.
and a faith of true, authentic Christian belief.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying that you're going to have to show yourself here. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to do something here for me, which I get back into the idea of it's like rub the lamp. Genie.
Yes, yes.
When we have to see it, when you have to prove it to me, then that's not faith.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I know the Holy Spirit sent to me to receive, to send back to you, is for you and anyone listening that is longing for a person. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with praying for Mr. Wright. There's nothing wrong with the intentionality that you want to commonly walk in discipleship with
yes.
a spouse. There's nothing wrong that you want to have someone else to lead you and your children
mm-hmm.
and that together as a family. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with praying for, if it is your will, please be able to lead the person to me and me to that person. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. But a verse in scripture that was given to me for you, Isaiah 54:5 says, "For your maker is your husband."
That's right.
"The Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your redeemer, the God of the whole earth." And that imagery is not for, like, none of you should marry because God's your husband, but it is that imagery of positional relationship with him, that even though I am married, even though I have three kids, even though I have two grandkids, the person that is lover of my soul that I should have as top priority in my life, my love, my best friend, is my God.
Yes.
Is my Jesus, is my Holy Spirit, which is why almost to the nth degree, and some people may be like, okay, we've heard that enough. The Holy Spirit is my best friend because the deity, God, the Trinity, will never fail us. He will never let us down. My human spouse, my human kids, my human grandchildren can disappoint me.
Yeah.
I will disappoint each of them because we are human.
That's right.
But what God is showing us is, do you have your priority right? Do you have your priority right? Am I first place in your life? Am I your first love? And I truly think sometimes it's not that he is keeping a blessing from us. It is not that he's making us wallow in misery, nothing like that. Because he is a God of love. He will never cause a trial or a temptation or a test just to be like, hey, what can Paulette withstand? That's not it. But I do believe he is a just God, and he is a judge.
Yes.
And he is wanting us to place our loves and our priorities in the correct place. Because I know what we all know will happen is we start to affix our love and our trust and our hope in things that are seen. So we're like, well, you know, I love my husband, so I just want so much for us. And then the priority of where God is in your life slips a little. Then you have children, and oh my gosh, there's nothing like the love you have for your child. But too many people replace their love with their Lord, with they put that on their kids. Their love is being met with their by their children, and they're living life vicariously through them. And then you have grandkids and you're pulled right back into it. But what the Holy Spirit allows and reminds me of is that all these analogies, like especially my Mickey moments, all of these analogies are simply to remind us that we have a Father God that loves us more than any human will ever love us. And I need to have my love and my peace and my patience and my joy met by him so that I don't expect a human to meet that need. So I don't feel God is withholding anything from you, Leslie. But in this span of time, he's either getting someone else ready for you or still allowing you to ready yourself for him. He is saying, take the opportunity to just have a closer, intimate relationship with me. Anchor yourself there. So that when this blessing I have for you does arrive and happen, you don't lose your first love, which is me. Share it with someone. But don't lose it. So
and that
that's how
sense.
I see it. That's really how I see it.
And that does make sense because that's been my problem is I have put, you know, my husband before me or my, you know, or before God.
And
he is teaching
me. It's so easy to do. It is so easy to do. I did not begin 13 through my 20s with Holy Spirit is my best friend. I loved my creator and I started a journey with loving God more through the word of God. But it took disappointments by humans. It took being let down and it took times of despair, and it took moments of agony, and it took strife and turmoil for me to realize, Paulette, what is going on here? And that's when I realized that happiness from the world is conditional. Paulette is happy when this happens, I receive this, when someone's giving me this, when, you know, accolades are happening, when a human is doing the right thing, saying the right things. Okay, that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. It's conditional. Mm-hmm. But I realized I don't have the right to orchestrate all of that. And I can't. Yeah. I cannot control anyone else but myself. Mm-hmm. So what I realized is happiness is conditional, but the overwhelming joy of God is positional. It doesn't depend on anyone else but me.
Yeah.
How am I positioning myself? If I am in utmost humility and acting out of mercy and grace and peace and patience and love and forgiveness, then it doesn't matter how anyone else is treating me. I can say, wow, didn't like how that went down. Whoops, didn't like how that felt. Yowks, that, you know, not someone maybe I want to hang around with all the time, but I can say, but you are a child of God too, and I'm not going to take what you said or did to me and like slam the door on our relationship. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for myself. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to treat you unconditionally with grace and mercy, because I don't deserve the grace and mercy I have. But when I flipped my own perception on, I don't deserve anybody acting a certain way toward me, but my God deserves me acting a certain way toward him.
That's good.
When I flipped that script is when no longer was I focused on people disappointing me.
We need to teach our kids that.
We do, Leslie.
My daughter,
We do.
Oh my gosh, I pray all the time. Because she's such a sensitive little girl. Bless her. She's going to just have
her little heart broken. She has a heart of mercy.
Absolutely. I want to package all of this up. And, you know, you just want to stick it in their brain, because I worry that she won't have the armor of God.
Yes.
She won't be ready to handle all of these.
But she's seeing you model the pursuit. Seeing you model the pursuit. And as the Holy Spirit in God changes you and renews you from your abiding in him, and he's already asked you to surrender. You know, I know what you've laid down and said, okay, God, this is scary and this is hard and I'm afraid, but I'm going to surrender this to you. She's seeing you do that. And if we can rejoice still in those situations, then she's learning that, wow, there is something bigger than mom that she's given over control. Just the other day, driving home with it was just my grandson, Mickey, and I, he was talking very vulnerably, because at 4-year-old will say anything. And he told me about a bad boy in his class. And I said, now, people aren't bad. They do bad things. He's like, no, Lolly, this kid is bad. He does bad things. And I said, but now listen to what I just said. He is not bad. He may be doing bad things. I said, sometimes Lolly does things that she shouldn't do. Sometimes you, Mickey, do things that you shouldn't do, but it doesn't make you bad.
Right.
I said, you ever stop and wonder when he does something he shouldn't do, how maybe he is feeling? Do you think he's sad, or he's lonely, or he's upset, or he's angry and he doesn't know how to tell somebody, so he misbehaves? But that's how it starts. It starts at 4 and on to 12 and on to 20s and 40s and 50s and beyond, that we look past the person and we see it for what it is. They need Jesus more. And Satan has somehow got a lock or a noose around them that he's pulling them every which way. And that's our only job, is for while we're here on earth, is to help people get out of the trappings and the noose that Satan loves to
He sure does. Yeah, my daughter.
Wrap us up in.
She was baptized earlier this year, and she, I told you, she made the statement, "Mom, it just seems so much harder since I got baptized."
Absolutely.
And I said, "Honey, that is because Satan is going to be coming after you."
Yeah.
I mean, that makes him angry.
She took a large stand.
Yes.
To stand up for her faith.
Yes. And that's been really, that was just like, wow, the eyes of a child.
Yes.
Like how she really viewed that. Like she pinpointed that it just seems so much harder. I'm like, honey, it's, unfortunately life is hard, but that's why you have to have Jesus in your heart. You have to make him your best friend. I tell her that.
Yes.
Because of you calling him your
yes.
best friend. I want him to be my best friend.
Yes.
And you said, why can't he be your
exactly.
best friend? Of course he can.
Yes. Choose him. That's my thing. We don't often get to choose our best human
yes.
friends.
Mm-hmm.
We sure can't choose family.
Mm-hmm.
But we can choose our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And it's it's a free choice.
Yes.
And then the Holy Spirit is in us. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, "It is better that I go than I stay. It is to your advantage that I go."
Mm-hmm.
And when the disciples were like, "You can't leave us."
Yeah.
He's like, "But my Father God has promised you the Holy Spirit to live within you, to be your continual guide."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking sometimes we forget about that
yeah.
inner spirit that resides with us.
Mm-hmm.
We know God the Creator. We know Jesus the Savior.
Mm-hmm.
But I think sometimes, and it's sometimes, I think the church that has maybe misdiscipled us with that idea of just lack of information.
Mm.
Like they don't tell us the wrong thing. Sometimes
right.
I just don't know if they know how to speak about it
yeah.
because it is so individual and personal to you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you have a part of the deity, a part of the Trinity that can prompt you, urge you, convict you, affirm you. It should be each of our best friends. And he can be everybody's best friend. It's not like a few get it and a few don't. There's enough of him to go around to everyone. To me, it's attuning your ear to know his voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's putting in the work and the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a pen pal. And you might walk away and step away and not write and talk to him for a while. But when you do,
there he is
again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how
mm-hmm.
are you? Been waiting to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have that friend that maybe you knew back in high school that you haven't seen for a while, but when you do get back together with them, it's like,
same.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like you never
left.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's our God. That's our Holy Spirit and our Jesus.
Well, you're right. That's the only, I feel like for the thousands of years that
yes.
since Jesus, I mean, it has to be, he has to be a part of us. That, I mean, we're talking about him today.
Yes. Yes.
It can't be just like gossip or,
yes.
or, you know, reading a story.
Yes.
It's him living in us that has even made him still relevant
yes.
to us because we don't see, because we
yes.
have that faith. I feel that you're right. He is in our heart, in everyone's heart. It's
yes.
just there for us to open
yeah.
up.
Yeah, if they choose to believe and make him
absolutely.
Their Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
then the Holy Spirit is that free gift, the
mm-hmm.
best gift we could ever get.
Mm-hmm.
But you are so right about the idea of what is our legacy, or what is it that we need to leave for the generation
yeah.
behind us?
Mm-hmm.
And I so agree with you about being vulnerably honest with your children,
mm-hmm.
just like I will continue to be with my grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and it being okay for them to say whatever they want to say,
yeah.
giving them permission to feel it, to say it,
mm-hmm.
to journal it, to log it, to
yeah.
not be ashamed of how they're feeling or what
yes.
they're thinking,
mm-hmm.
to show them how to pray that back to God,
yeah.
that emotion is real and it's raw, and it's okay to let your God know that because he already does,
mm-hmm.
and give yourself permission to feel that hopelessness or what fear, or whatever those emotions are.
Mm-hmm.
He is a God of peace, not of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So when we feel anxious and despair and dismay, it is not from him.
Yeah.
It is from the world. It is from the devil.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that maybe we need to allow children to know is it's okay to find someone to talk to, mm-hmm. a mentor,
yeah.
someone to disciple them, to get into a group, a Bible study, mm-hmm. Some form of community of like-minded believers at their age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have never been where I am now if it had not been for Mama Dot mm-hmm. in Sunday school.
Yeah, for sure.
So then I think, what about those kids? What about those women, no matter what age they are, that have not ever been a part of a community
yes.
where they could say whatever they wanted to say mm-hmm. and not be judged mm-hmm. and just be offered help?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share with you something that was said last Wednesday when we met on site.
Okay.
And just ask what your response to this would be. Okay. We had started together in a large group, and then we broke up into small groups.
Mm-hmm.
And then all I do is walk around and facilitate, and I'm just on the ready if anyone needs me. Normally they don't. They do such a good job with transparently, vulnerably talking to each other and lifting each other up. But when I kind of inserted myself into one little group just to be listening, one lady almost turned to me almost out of like, here I am, here's the teacher, which that's not what this is. But she looked at me and she very vulnerably said, I am so behind. I have so much to learn. And of course, I had a million thoughts go through my head, but I'd like to hear what goes through Leslie's head when you hear someone say that.
Oh, gosh. No. I mean, that's what this verse mapping is for me. To know you're not behind. I could say the same thing and have felt the same thing and have felt scared to speak up and mm-hmm. and have honestly made that my excuse a lot of the time. Of, oh, I don't understand. It's too much. I'm too old now. And honestly, if I'm honest, blaming my parents for not being that way and just, well, that just wasn't how I grew up.
Mm.
No, you do have a lot. It's a lot to learn, but it's not overwhelming. It's exciting. It's their stories, but it's relevant to you. Like if you just, like I said, my first verse was the trust the Lord with all your heart. Just start at maybe your favorite verse
mm-hmm.
and then just dissect that out. It's slow. It's taking your time, but just really like, why is that your favorite verse? Mm-hmm. And just dissecting that. And through that, because you have I'll call it the history part.
Yes, yes.
But you find, okay, so this is where Maddie gets excited.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, okay, who wrote the book of the Bible? Okay, well, then who is he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what did God do with him?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into that story part. Have I read the Bible from beginning to end? No, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, it's a little overwhelming for me, and so I'm not going to do that right now. I'm focusing on...
You're going deeper
yes,
in the scriptures you're in.
Yes, in the scriptures I'm in. And then by the time I am ready to go from the beginning to mm-hmm. end, I'll understand mm-hmm. a lot more. I'll understand when I get to that part of the Bible, oh, that's who so-and-so was.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be more interested. It won't be just so overwhelming mm-hmm. like it is right now. I can understand that the Bible is overwhelming for someone that's never really...
Sure.
gotten into it, but just take one step, just one verse.
That's so good, Leslie.
And dissect it out.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you will just find just excitement because I've really learned this. And God will speak to you through mm-hmm. that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I said in the beginning, I kept going, Paulette, I don't know if it's God talking to me or if it's me,
mm-hmm.
you know, how do I know? But the more you just really dissect into this verse, you will see that he speaks to you through his word, through the Bible. Mm-hmm. And
through repetition, he'll keep bringing things to you.
Absolutely. if you saw my book, you would see anytime then trust would come up, I would see the word trust in another verse, and mm-hmm. I'd bring that. I'm like, God's talking to me. He's bringing all these things up to me. Mm-hmm. And, or a song. I can't tell you how many times when we spoke about the narrow, and then there was a song with the narrow. I was like, Paulette, here's a song with the narrow in it. And
it's just his way of affirming you.
Yes.
Or it might have been the verse you had that morning on your Bible
on your Bible.
And you'd be Paulette,
look at this. Look at this. Goodness. Yeah.
It's just that affirmation. It's almost like it's, you know, I'm such a teacher. You know, that was just my life. It's almost like when I was, one thing a good teacher does well is doesn't point out misbehavior, but points out good behavior. Mm. So like if you're walking around in a classroom and a teacher is saying, turn around, sit down.
Yeah.
I said, stop that. We're not doing that now. Then the whole class, all they're hearing is everything you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But when I was in the classroom, what I strove to do is not ignore the misbehavior, mm-hmm. but if my attention was on giving a sticker mm-hmm. or saying out loud, Leslie, I like the way you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, mm-hmm. Paulette, thank you for mm-hmm. putting that in the trash. Then all of a sudden, what you've just done is you've declared what is expected and mm-hmm. what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the rest of the kids are saying, well, I want to be noticed.
Yeah.
How do I get noticed?
Uh-huh.
Because apparently in some classes, you get noticed for doing the wrong things.
Yeah.
But in Ms. Cher's class, you get noticed for doing the right things.
Mm.
So when I think of what you just said, like I'm all in, and I'm going to study this verse about trust in the Lord. And then he's like, here's a song about trust.
Mm.
Here's a morning message about trust. And you're going to drive down the road listening to a podcast, and it's going to happen to be on trust this week.
Yeah.
It's like God saying, Leslie, I see you.
Yes.
I'm affirming your good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
These are my little love, joy, stickers, applause. I see you, girl. Mm-hmm. I see you. And that's just how I think of it. I may overthink everything, but
no,
that's just how I think it.
But because you speak of things so kind of as a teacher like that,
I just see that vision.
It does. It brings us to where we understand and that's true because that's where the joy of God comes from because he is letting you know that he hears you and you're doing it.
Don't give up on yourself. I see you and don't ever give up on me.
Yeah.
And remember sometimes one of the lessons I had to learn about waiting, it's never easy, but one of the lessons I learned about waiting is again, don't make it all about you. So sometimes in the waiting for something that you're prayerfully seeking and you think you're doing it all the right way, it's not that you're not. The waiting may be for the other person's benefit.
Mm, mm-hmm.
So when you're sitting here going, okay, God, I've given you X number of days and months to get this done,
mm-hmm.
it may be like he's saying, it's not about you.
That's right.
I'm moving things around in someone else's life. You just keep loving me first.
Right.
You just keep being all in. And when I orchestrate and get everything in my will, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think we want to make it all about us.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
We're the main character in our own movie.
Yes.
And he's saying, well, you know what? You're not the starring role.
Mm-mm. I am.
You're not lead.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate your willingness to be at my table and be vulnerable with just where you're at.
Of course.
And I knew you speaking would be an encouragement to someone else.
I hope so.
Absolutely. I'm going to close this out in prayer.
Perfect.
Dear Father, thank you for this time and place and space. I thank you for Leslie. I thank you for bringing her into my life, even though the root cause of why she even walked in the door of our time of community was out of a dark place. It was a way of gathering us together so that we can walk in common pursuit of you through your word, through the receiving of your Holy Spirit. So thank you for blessing me with her. And I just pray any listener that is listening to this episode who is thinking any of the similar things that Satan tries to speak lies over us, that they will pray it back to you, that they will jot those feelings down, like Leslie mentioned, put those emotions onto paper, and just to release and surrender and pray them back to you. And that we appreciate the relationship that you pursue with us and that we keep you in the utmost of priorities. God, Creator, thank you for making us. We are not worthy. Thank you for sending your blameless Son to die on the cross for our sins. And Holy Spirit, thank you for offering to be and for being my best friend. Mm-hmm. I love you so. In your Son Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Leslie, thank you for being at my table today.
Thank you for inviting me.
I hope you'll do it again.
Of course, anytime.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.